Welcome back to this, which should be the final episode, part 7 of Solving Puzzles. It has been an adventure through the prophetic texts of Yashaya as he, in the 25th through 30th chapters, encouraged his people, Yisrael, to open up their doors to the man he referred to as the righteous Goy, because he knew the truth and because he would share it with you. He even referenced him as the Nakri, which is the observant foreigner introduced to us during Solomon's commencement speech, during the dedication of Yahweh's home for his name. And throughout this, we have learned of the parallelism between the stories that were explained by Yashaya around 700 BCE and that which was written by Dode 300 years earlier in his 78th Mizmor. So we're going to return to where we were when we concluded the last program, which was at the cusp of beginning this Mizmor again from the beginning, so that we can take it to the conclusion and garner all that our God wants us to know, wants you to know at this time, because for the first time, all of the pieces of the puzzle have been put in their correct places, and the portrait that Yahweh has painted for us in his words is now available for you to see, for you to enjoy, for you to grasp its meaning, and then act upon all that our God is offering. This is for you, Yisrael. It begins. This is a call to be circumspect, to understand, and to prosper. For the purpose of opening the storehouse and valuing these treasures, my people, you should choose to listen and respond to my Torah teaching and guidance. Please choose to incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in mashal word pictures. I will profusely and prolifically pour out riddles to be solved, challenging puzzles to stimulate your thinking, hidden things to be known, and questions to be answered, which, when the intrigue is resolved, illuminate things which would not otherwise be appreciated, all presented long ago. This is all part of and related to what we have heard, what we have come to know, acknowledging from Yada. Our fathers communicated to us in writing, we will not conceal this from the children of the last generation. You, dear listener, are a child of the last generation. We do not want this concealed from you. The puzzle has been solved, so that they will have a written record which is documented in a series of books, revealing Yahweh's positive attributes, including his name, listing his exceptional deeds, fulfillment of the Moed Mikre, while offering our appreciation. With his unwavering determination and enormous power, he has done awesomely wonderful things, fulfilling his amazing promises at great personal investment to provide the benefits of the relationship. Mizmor 78, 1 through 4. Following Yahweh's advice, Dode shares what he considers to be Yahweh's most wonderful deed, revealing the Torah. He has established and confirmed the eternal witness to the restoring testimony. With and through Jacob, reward and consequence, by having constituted and placed the Torah with Yisrael. For the benefit of the relationship, he provided direction to our fathers to make it known to their children explicitly. For the last generation, for children yet unborn, to rise up and encourage this written record, which is documented in a series of books for these children. Mizmor, lyrics to be sung, Psalm 78, 5 and 6. Wow. So we now go deeper into this Mizmor, and we find Dod affirming that Yahweh has indeed established a restoring witness, citing the eternal testimony. On behalf of Jacob, Yisrael, God's people, having constituted and placed the Torah with Yisrael, his guidance, his teaching, his instructions, and his directions. For the benefit of the relationship, he provided directions. He offered instructions to our fathers to make this known to their children explicitly for the last generation, for children yet unborn, to rise up and encourage and be encouraged, to support and take a stand based upon this written record, which is now documented in a series of books. This is Torah teaching and guidance for our day. This is Yahweh's prophetic promise that he would not abandon his people, that in the end he would come to them, he would reveal the entire portrait. He would reveal himself again to the last generation of his people. And you are it. We only have 8.5 years left until he returns. We're at the last third of the last generation. This is for you. This is why we stopped writing and started talking. The books that he's referred to, they're behind me, 35 of them on the shelf at yadayah.com. And now I am the book, sharing the portraits that God has painted with words throughout them for your benefit. There are literally thousands upon thousands of profoundly important insights that I am sharing with you that were gleaned from putting this puzzle together, comprised entirely of Yahweh's words, that are essential for you to know at this time if you are going to benefit from your God, if you're going to come home, if you're going to be part of his family, if you are going to leave this blue marble spinning in the blackness of space alive. Yes, he made it known to our fathers through prophecy that this would be revealed explicitly for the last generation. It is time for you to listen, for you to respond, for you to rise, and then encourage others. Take a stand. Be part of those who are supporting Yahweh's mission. Pay attention to what he has had written for you by his Nakar, his Choter, his Bashar for you at this time. It is for the children of the last days, particularly for a remnant of Yisrael. It is for those who will be part of the standing grain harvested on Shavuot. It is for those Israelites who will be gleaned on Teruah. It is for the mortal remnant of Israel who will be cleansed and prepared on the Shabbat of Teruah as the sun rises on that Saturday morn, September 24th, in year 6000, Yah 2033, so that you're prepared for the return of this psalmist, the prophet Dod, who wrote these words. If we were to synthesize Yahweh's interaction with humankind, particularly through his chosen implements, into its most essential elements, they would include creating the universe and conceiving life to enjoy a relationship with Adam in the Gan Eden, reestablishing and codifying that relationship with Abraham, with Yitzhak and Jacob, such that we also might be included within the Bereth, liberating the children of Israel from Mitzrayim, from the crucibles of human oppression, to demonstrate his preference for his way over man's, for to provide comprehensive instruction, a clear set of directions, sound teaching and guidance through his Torah, so that every generation would be able to know who Yahweh is, what he is offering, and what he expects in return. 5, to explain and fulfill the 7 Moed Mikre with his son to provide the benefits of the covenant. 6, offer copious amounts of Nabi to prove the authenticity of his Iduth, restoring testimony, so that his children would know who to trust and be prepared for what is going to occur. The foremost among these men is shown to be Dod, Hamasiach, Melech, Ra'ah, and Ben-El. And then 7, call his people back home in advance of his return, so that the last generation becomes reacquainted with Yahweh's name and are able to renew their relationship with Dod, his son. This is for Yisrael and Yehudah. Points 2, 4, 6, and 7 are highlighted within the previous declaration, such that this is exceedingly important information. Well, these have been Yahweh's priorities throughout time. The most important things God has done for us are to establish his covenant, which he did through his son, and reveal his Torah, which he did through Moshe. And likewise, the most important thing we can do for our children is to explain the Bereth and share the Torah with them, but also for God's children, the children of Yisrael. For without the Torah, there is no covenant and thus no means to form a relationship with God. Without the Torah, there are no mikre, therefore no means to reconcile our relationship. Without the Torah, there is no hope in knowing God or engaging with him. Because he is right, we benefit from Dod's interpretations and his recommendations. No one knew God better than his son. And they will place their trust and reliance in God. And they will place their trust and reliance in God. It is one of the conditions of the covenant that we trust and rely upon Yahweh. Then they will not ignore nor improperly respond to the work of God. It's another condition of the covenant. We must walk to God and allow him to perfect us. This occurs as a result of the collaborative effort between Father and Son, Yahweh and Dod, as they fulfilled Pesach, Matzah, and Bikurim, and as they will continue to contribute to Shavuah and Teruah, Kippurim and Sukkah. We cannot and should not ignore. We should never fail to respond to the work of our God. He serves on our behalf. And the instructive conditions regarding what he offers and expects in return. God is offering the covenant. And through the covenant, he is providing eternal life, perfection, adoption, empowerment, and enrichment. From us, he is expecting that we walk away from religion and politics, disassociating from these things, that we walk to him through the mikre to become perfect, that we trust and rely upon Yahweh, which means we must come to know him, and that means we must observe his Torah and understand his prophets. And then he asks us to closely examine and carefully consider the very terms and conditions of this covenant relationship so that we understand that it's important for us to circumcise our sons on the eighth day, recognizing that it serves as the sign of the covenant. This is what God is asking of us. And it goes so much further than these five conditions, because to honor them, one must attend and understand and benefit from the seven Moed Mikre. They must study Yahweh's Torah. They must come to understand who God is and what he is offering. They must stand up and engage, contributing to the family. No deadbeats in the covenant. The instructive conditions regarding what he is offering and expects in return will spare and preserve them, will keep them safe and secure, watching over them and guarding them from harm. Lyrics to be sung, Mizmor 78:7. As a result of the Torah, we come to trust and rely upon God. Observing Yahweh's instructions, we come to appreciate what our Heavenly Father has done to reconcile our relationship with him. We come to realize what Yahweh is offering, and we appreciate what he is expecting from us. However, when this vital information is not shared with his children, when it's corrupted by some and perverted, they will find many drawn away from God. So many are easily fooled into the company of those who are actually preying upon them. And there are few things that antagonize our Creator more than this. They should not be like their fathers' generations, who were stubborn and obstinate, rebellious and recalcitrant, who were Mara, contentious and embittered. Their thinking and their attitudes were neither valid nor trustworthy. Certainly not properly thought through. And they were not loyal. Two, his Ruach. Why did I slow down there? It says F-L Ruach Q. It doesn't say to spirit mom. There's no such thing. It says to his Ruach. I am raising my voice because there's a whole gaggle out there that have hovered around a very disturbed woman. And they've come up with this myth of spirit mom, to whom they sing odes, to whom they lure people away from Yahweh. All while wringing their hands in their little social group, all telling each other how wonderful they are when they are despicable. May I repeat that word to you? They are not trustworthy or loyal to his spirit. There is no spirit mom. The Ruach is Yahweh. The Ruach has one name, Yahweh. The Ruach does not exist apart from Yahweh. The Ruach does not stand apart from Yahweh. There is no second persona as in a Christian Trinity. Disgusting. It is a outright perversion of truth, and they're singing songs to Spirit Mom. Yes. And you think I'm angry. Wait till they get a load of Yahweh's response to them. Lured away from having contributed to his mission on behalf of his people, they're off now chasing Spirit Mom. It's disgusting. And they should not be like their fathers. I'm sure that in that community, it would be changed to their mothers. Generations who were stubborn and obstinate, rebellious and recalcitrant, sha'ar, set in their own ways. And generations who were Marah, Miriam, who were contentious and embittered. Marah is the basis not only of the waters of Meribah, but of the rebellion against the notion that Yahweh picked one man to speak for him, to reveal his Torah teaching, and that was Moshe. And when Miriam claimed otherwise, God smacked her down, told her to shut up, revealed that she was plagued and diseased, excommunicated her from the community, used her as the metaphor for divorce. We are reinforcing exactly what Yahweh revealed in the prophecy of Numbers 12 with the contentious and embittered rebellion of Miriam, whose thinking and attitudes, I don't think I've ever read, I don't even want to use the word thinking, read opinions that were as misguided, as shallow, as irrational, as poorly conceived as this group that is now trying to lure covenant family members away. All for the reasons of filling horrific voids in their miserable lives. At this time, because this is the last generation, and because Yahweh has established his chosen one to deliver this message to you, to demean that, to say, we also speak for God. Oh, no, excuse me, for Spirit Mom. Puts those in league with this cult in far worse shape than if they had stayed Christians and never begun to celebrate the covenant or the Moed Mikre or anything that is represented by the Torah. They have become another cult, like Black Hebrew, Israelite cult. This is just the We Be Moms cult. They're contentious, they're embittered. Their thinking and their attitudes are invalid. They are not trustworthy. They were not loyal to his Ruach. Let that sink in. There is a right way. There are lots of wrong ways. Israel has been rebellious, contentious, and obstinate against Yahweh for over 3,000 years, but they are hardly alone. There are so many contentious, disloyal ways to engender Yahweh's righteous indignation. And it has gotten really old, and we're running out of time. And the last thing we need is more lies to dispel. Called to be Yahweh's sterling examples, prophets and witnesses, Israelites and those who feign to be members of the covenant have become dishonorable and disloyal. In particular, they have destroyed their relationship with the Ruach, with Yahweh's Ruach, by miscasting the Ruach of Yahweh. And without the Ruach, I'm sorry, but you're in a whole lot of trouble. The children of Ephraim have submitted to those who bend the truth and who are cruel in their deception and betrayal. It is exceedingly cruel. What Peter and Paul did, what Akiba and Maimonides did, what Muhammad and Abu Bakr did, what depowers and those who have joined her mom club are doing is joining with Ephraim. Once part of Yisrael, Ephraim was set apart from Yisrael, turned on Yehuda, the beloved of Yah, were taken away in slaves because they had no protection from Yah. And they have submitted to those who bend the truth and are cruel in their deception and betrayal. You have been betrayed if you're part of that cult. And if you are among those who are writing songs for it now, creating the graphics for them, building websites for them, promoting their social media outreach on their behalf, you too are now positioned as Ephraim, cruel, having betrayed your God. And therefore, they will be overthrown. They will be overwhelmed. They will be overrun in the day the battle is waged. And that battle begins on Shavuot, 7 years prior to Yahweh's return. And it says, you aren't going to make the ride. They have not observed the covenant relationship of God. Now they've got a new one. Theirs is of spirit mom. And if you're into rabbinic Judaism, yours is of G-D. You've turned the covenant into a religious experience. You have not observed the bereth. You're not part of the bereth. And in his Torah, they have refused to walk. Yeah, they've all walked right out of it, pretending that they're observing it, as do the Haredim, pretending it, that that is their book, kissing it and dressing it all up. Shamar Torah. They've walked away from the core teaching of Yahweh. They've deserted our Father. Therefore, if you do not want to be destroyed, if you do not want to be overwhelmed, if you don't want to be among those who miss the harvest, if you don't want to be excluded from the covenant or to walk away from Yahweh's Torah, you've been given some instructions you might want to consider. And let's be clear, religious Jews removed Yahweh's name from his Torah, and they replaced it with their oral Torah. That is why Jewish halakha leads away from God. I understand it in the Hive. They've even changed the transliteration of Yahweh's name from the one that I introduced to the world, although they're still using my transliteration of Torah to mislead. we have gained tremendous insights into the Torah over these 23 years. These books behind me serve as testament to that. And our reading of the 78th Mizmor is inspiring, and we are now better prepared for future events as a result of the song being sung in Yeshayah, particularly those revelations from 25 to 30. Therefore, let's show our appreciation for these gifts by reviewing them for Yisrael's benefit. This is the 78th Mizmor. This is a call to be thoughtful, to be discerning, to be circumspect, to show the skill to understand and to prosper. For the purpose of opening the storehouse and valuing these treasures, my people, you should choose to listen and respond to my Torah teaching and guidance. Please choose to incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth, articulating words to form word pictures. I will prolifically pour out these words as riddles to be solved, as challenging puzzles to stimulate your thinking, hidden things to be known, and questions to be answered. When the intrigue is resolved, they illuminate that which would escape your comprehension otherwise. This is all part of and related to what we heard and what we have come to know, acknowledging from Yada. Our fathers communicated to us in writing. We will not conceal this from the children of the last generation so that they will have a written record, which is documented in a series of books, revealing Yahweh's positive attributes and listing his exceptional deeds while offering our appreciation. This is his unwavering determination, showcasing his enormous influence. He has done awesomely wonderful things, fulfilling his promises at great personal investment to provide the benefits of the relationship. He has established and he has confirmed the restoring witness for Jacob by having constituted and placed the Torah with and through Yisrael. For the benefit of the relationship, he provided directions to our fathers to make this known to their children explicitly for the last generation, for the children yet unborn, for you to rise up and support this written record which is documented in these books, and for their descendants. And they will place their trust and their reliance, their confidence and conviction in God. Then they will not ignore. They will never improperly respond to the work of God and the instructive conditions regarding what he has offered and expects in return, and these things will save them. And they should not be like their father's generations who were stubborn and obstinate, rebellious and recalcitrant, and generations who were marah, contentious and embittered, rebellious, and whose thinkings and attitudes were not valid, and they were not trustworthy. They were not loyal either to his Ruach spirit. The children of Ephraim have submitted to those who bend the truth and are cruel in their deception and betrayal. And therefore, they will be overthrown. They will be overwhelmed. And therefore, in the day of battles that will be waged, they will be washed away. They have not observed the covenant relationship of God and in his Torah, not her Torah, not God, the girl. They have resisted and refused to walk. One warning and song would simply lead to another. And so you will say on that day, look now and see Yahweh. This is our God. We have waited expectantly for him. He has saved us. This is Yahweh, whom we have anticipated. We are rejoicing and we are glad in his liberation and deliverance. During this day, they will sing this song. And in the land of Yehuda, our city has been empowered. It has been strengthened, becoming a place of salvation, protected and satisfied. Open your gates and your doors so that the correct and righteous goy, masculine singular, who has been observant and is trustworthy, may enter. Thoughtful, inspired and motivated, upheld, supported and steadfast, you watch over and protect the one who is completely devoted to reconciliation. Indeed, he is with you always and forever, trusting and relying upon Yahweh's eternal witness of the restoring testimony. The way of the correct one, masculine singular, is honest. It's fair and it is in complete agreement. You have made it possible for the direction and teaching of the one who is right to be straightforward and on the level, unwavering, dependable. And so as a result, Yahweh, not the Ruach, we confidently wait, anticipating these benefits by way of your misfot, by way of exercising good judgment regarding your means to resolve the disputes which divide us of your name, of your Torah, and for the pleasure and satisfaction it brings to our souls, such that this is what we desire, through whom will he teach and then make openly known the means to exercise good judgment and become aware of the relationship, and through whom will he provide the ability to understand this message. Those who are being weaned from milk and who have just been taken from the breast. Oh, if we could only take all of you in the mom cult from the breast and encourage you to grow up. To the contrary, it is instruction after instruction. These terms of what is being offered and the conditions of what is being expected, line after line, in another language, a little guidance from one location, more teaching from another place. For indeed, with foreign lips speaking in a currently unfamiliar language, with stammering speech filled with derisive and often mocking overtones to ridicule, and in a future foreign tongue in the last days, He will continually speak to these peculiar people and to this family, to whom and to show the way to the benefits of their relationship. He is actively expressing on their behalf. This will provide tranquility and contentment for those seeking to be nourished and to recuperate. This is the means to find relief, to be restored after having left a rotten situation. But many will be unwilling, remaining opposed to him. Preferring her, I suppose. Unaccepting because of their obedience and their unwillingness to listen. Therefore, the word of Yahweh will be for them blah, 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 worthless filth and futility, just as a bunch of commandments, a drumbeat of endless rules, nothing but one line after another of meaningless gibberish, a little from one place, a little more from another place. As a result, they will walk accordingly, and they will stumble, and they will fall, all in the end upon their asses. They will be scrutinized and broken, ensnared and immobilized. Therefore, listen to the word of Yahweh. All of you braggarts, using derisive language to rule over others and to control people for your benefit, even in Jerusalem. Indeed, you have said, we have made a covenant with the dead, and thus with former rabbis. And so in the company of Sheol, we will act upon this agreement received from the writers of long ago. Therefore, during the overwhelming chastisement, it will pass through without affecting us. No, we don't worry about our souls because we have arranged our own set of lies and deceptions and delusions as our refuge. We will hide in them, in these false claims, and upon this dishonest witness. We will hide. We will go dark. We will conceal ourselves. As a result, Yahweh will take a stand to reestablish and to restore, consistent with what occurred on Mount Paratzim, breaking free like the profound implications of Gibeon to lift up. We will be provoked to anger. We will be sufficiently enraged to engage and do what he needs to accomplish, working with the non-Israelite, furthering his work with the Nakri, the observant foreigner who is serving him. Now repeat that. We need to cop an attitude, all of you who are working on Yahweh's behalf at my side. He will be provoked to anger, sufficiently enraged to engage and do what needs to be accomplished, working with the Goy, the non-Israelite, furthering his work with the Nakri, the observant and responsive foreigner who is serving him. So now, at this time, go about writing this against them upon a tablet or flat panel screen. Lukash. Then inscribe it in a book. It will be for the last days, serving as an enduring witness. This is because they are merry. They are Miriam. They are contentious. They are rebellious. They are lying children, children who are unwilling to listen to Yahweh's Torah. As a result of their relationships, they say to those who expose their religion, "Are you unable to see what we see?" And to those who claim to communicate a message from God, "Have you no insights or clue as to what's really going to happen to us?" Yeah, I have a clue. Do you? With your illusions and with your deceptive visions, what can you honestly speak to us about? Leave. Choosing to remove yourself from this path, turning aside from behaving this way, observe then and celebrate the Shabbat from our presence before the set apart one of Yisrael. However, thus says the set apart one of Yisrael, the Kodesh Yisrael, not the Kodesh Ruach, the Kodesh Yisrael. Since for the longest time you have rejected and demonstrably spurned, even continually disdained, that which is associated with this message, and you have relied upon extortion and oppression by being devious and misleading, actually depending upon this approach. As a result, therefore, this religious wrongdoing will all come down crashing upon you like the breach in a crumbling high wall, which is defective, bulging out and about to collapse suddenly, unexpectedly, coming upon them, crashing down and crippling them. Yashayah, Yahweh, liberates and saves from the 25th chapter through the 30th. Should you not yet be part of the covenant, you may want to consider listening to what we have shared about it. And if you were once counted among those who were covenant, but are now promoting spiritualism, you may want to consider coming clean before it is too late. There will be very few more warnings for you. But God has your number, and it is clearly a wrong number. I am Yada. I am the Nakar. I am the righteous Goy, sent to Yisrael by Yahweh, and as a herald to his son, Dod, our Messiah and King. I thank you for listening. This has been our conclusion to Solving Puzzles, Episode 7, and the conclusion of the series.